This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with Jeremy Zachas in New South Wales. Last week, Jeremy introduced me to an Australian phenomenon. It's called the beer snake. At first, it threw me. I thought, beers like snakes, snakes like beers? Okay, fine, I'll believe that. Everybody is exotic in Australia and they will try to kill you. So a drunken snake, that made sense to me. Turns out, a beer snake is completely not a snake, but it is a beer snake. Jeremy, what is a beer snake, and where does it appear?
Well, John, the beer snake is a very rare creature indeed. In fact, it only appears at Australian Test cricket matches. And what a beer snake is it's effectively a snake made up completely of empty plastic cups that once had beer in them. And why this is a phenomenon at Australian Test matches is because when you go to watch cricket in Australia, inevitably you're going to drink beer. But at all of Australia's cricket grounds, you're not allowed to bring your own beer in, which means you have to purchase that on site, which means you get beer in a plastic cup. And, you know, by the end of, say, a 10-hour session when you've been watching a long day of cricket in the blazing hot sun, you effectively accumulate a lot of plastic cups. And what the tradition here in Australia, and certainly in Adelaide where I grew up, is that basically you get as many cups as possible, you put them one on top of the other and create the biggest stack you can, and it actually curves around under its own weight and forms what looks like effectively a snake in the sky. And hence, John, that's where we get this name beer snake from. And again, it's a very, very Australian thing that you'll only ever see at the cricket.
And now we go to the beer snake man. When last we left him, a beer snake man had appeared in a fashion that upset the players on the field, the test cricketers, because he was in the line of sight of one of the batters, as I recall. And it was believed that it was purposeful, trying to upset the game or the test. And there was a complaint and there was accusation of bad sportsmanship. What do we know now about Beer Snake Man? And his name is Lachlan Burt, called Lockie.
Yeah, it's a very Australian name there, Lockie Burt. And what we now know, John, is that basically the facts of the story are true. Lockie Burt did have a large beer snake and he did run illegally across what's called a sight screen, which is basically a large white screen that's at the end of each wicket so that the batsman can see the ball coming down towards him, the bowler can see where the balls are going, and it basically allows the game to be a little bit safer. And generally that area is actually roped off from the spectators. You're not allowed to go in there. But good old Lockie, turns out he ran straight across. Well, John, what we now know is the reason he ran across was because he was actually being chased by a security guard. And I mean, again, this is a very Australian cricket story. At some point, we'll probably, you know, run up the wrong side of a security guard and, you know, have to get away from them. But Lockie decided he'd take the shortest exit and run straight across the sight screen. Hence, he did it during play, which is why play was stopped, and he suddenly became a national hero. But I think what the more interesting part of the story is why he was being chased by the security guard. And it turns out that it was, in fact, as we all first thought, because of his intoxication. But the statistics about this beer snake and his intoxication are probably more stunning than people realise. It turns out that Lockie had gone to the cricket with seven mates. So it was a group of eight of them who had started very early in the morning, around about 8 a.m. It was a full day of cricket too, so you can expect about 12 hours. They had started drinking very early on in the piece, you know, one plastic cup after the other. Each plastic cup has just under a standard drink, so it's not quite a full drink of beer. But across the course of the day, Lockie and his seven mates managed to accumulate 250, that's 250, plastic cups of beer by the time that they'd got to effectively 7 p.m. at night. And of course, being the conscientious people that they were, they thought they'd put it in the recycler bin and nominated Lockie to build himself a beer snake and go and do it. But of course, he then ran afoul of a security guard who noticed that he was holding 250 empty plastic cups, didn't look like he was not intoxicated, and effectively made his way across the snake screen. But if you start to do the math on this, John, based on the price of the beer that they had there at the Adelaide Oval on that particular day, him and his mate spent $2,750, that's $1,747 US, on beer alone. And it meant that each one of those in the group, assuming they all equally drank 35 cups each across the 12-hour period. So Lockie and his mates, needless to say, have now not only gained the status of being the one person to actually disrupt a major test game with a beer snake, but also him and his mates have become, I guess you could say, now record holders in some way, as the group that each drank 35 beers, nearly got thrown out by a security guard, and managed to spend nearly $3,000 on beer alone at the cricket. So again, this is a very, very Australian story. I wouldn't encourage people to try and replicate this, but John, there's nothing more Aussie than this story, I can tell you.
I love this. This is a terrific open for a movie. Good heavens, Lockie's a hero. Wait a minute, Jeremy. 35 cups each in 12 hours? That means they're drinking 3 cups an hour? Is that credible?
That is very credible. The cups actually are about 0.8 of a standard drink. So still, they're topping out at about 3 standard drinks an hour. So you can imagine after the 12-hour period. I mean, Lockie, if you watch the footage, he wasn't really walking very straight. So he was definitely quite inebriated. The sun was out too, so he was probably a little bit dehydrated in some ways. But 35 cups makes a lot more sense now.
Now, Jeremy, your beer is strong, right? This isn't taste great, feels light. This is genuine pub beer, correct?
That's correct. I believe he was actually drinking one of our ales, or one of our light ales, which when we say light, it's only really the color. So you're talking about 5% alcohol, which is about a mid-range to, in some countries, a high-range beer. So this wasn't any light beer by any means. It was actually a full-strength beer nearly.
Wow. Okay. A beer snake. A beer snake. And Jeremy, now that it's in the news, you know somebody's going to try to beat it. You know that. I mean, it's automatic. You got cricket season coming up. There'll be beer snake competitions. There'll be battles. And Lockie will be back at it as the master of. In fact, I'm surprised he's not already on Got Talent.
Well, I think if you've seen the headlines, John, he's already on his way to a movie deal, and I can guarantee you're exactly right. At least at the Adelaide Oval, you can almost guarantee there's going to be another beer snake appearance at some point. Somebody's going to try and do 300 cups, and I can tell you that this coming week we've got a test in Sydney, and I'm guaranteeing there will almost
Right.
be a group out there trying to figure out how they can beat this one.
Right, in a heat wave. Jeremy Zachas in New South Wales with red-bellied black snakes conniving even as we speak to get under the door jamb, and teams of beer snakers conniving as we speak to break Lockie's record. Now, we have one more important detail. Dallas and the Magpies, when we come back. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.